Hey, greetings. This is Brother James, DontParish.com, John 4:24 Radio. I hope you're doing well and blessed of the Lord today. I want to talk about God's Word and jigsaw puzzles. God's Word and jigsaw puzzles. You know, I'm almost 60, and I was raised in the time and days when there was no computers, no video games, hardly TV, and we played a lot of jigsaw puzzles. You take this jumbled mass of hundreds or thousands of pieces, and by fitting them together and looking at the picture, you come up with a beautiful or a scene with all of the pieces rightly put in place. Today I want to discuss how that correlates to getting the truth from God's Word and jigsaw puzzles. In Matthew 4:4, Jesus said we live by every word out of the mouth of God. So the entire Bible is important to us, of course, taking it in context. We don't take bits and pieces and throw out things that matter to us, right? Apostle Paul in 2 Timothy 2:15 said this, "Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." That word, dividing, I believe it's pronounced orthoomeo. It means to make straight, dissect. Just like the path to eternal life, the straight way, like Luke 13 says. To dissect. So that's what we're to do with God's Word, to make it straight. Sadly, you probably run into a lot of them, I do, every time we go out witnessing. Many people today use God's Word totally incorrectly. They abuse it or they corrupt it on purpose. And they get a skewed view of the truth, and it's to their own eternal demise. So, on to my jigsaw analogy. Imagine if you took a 500-piece jigsaw puzzle, let's say it had a picture of a nature scene on it, and you worked hard and put 25 pieces together, and then you stopped and said, "Hey, there it is. It's done. There's the complete picture." I have a question. Would you have a complete picture of what that jigsaw puzzle represents, or just part of the picture? No, the answer is you have just part of the picture, right? Now, could you totally miss out on what the full picture is? You've put together 25 pieces. It shows one animal down in a corner. You say you're done, but it shows, let's say, Noah's Ark in the other part of the puzzle, and it has scripture verses all over it. You just totally missed the complete message. Yes, that absolutely can happen if you did a jigsaw puzzle that way. Now, what I'm going to propose is that's exactly what people and false teachers do with God's Word and their theology, as they pull out bits and pieces of it and then complete their theology, complete their beliefs based only on a few pieces. This is also called eisegesis. It's a bad way to study God's Word. Eise, it means I'm going to get the truth out of God's Word that I want it to say so I can make my theology work. Terrible way to study God's Word. We want to use good exegesis. We want to exit the truth from God's Word using scriptures that all of them that are in context for the topic or the meaning we're looking for. That's how we get at the truth, not just using part of the puzzle. So not seeking, teaching, and proclaiming all truth. This has devastating results with souls, eternity on the line. Hellfire is on the line. So that's why we speak up about this. It's very, very important. So let's go to scripture and look up a few examples of missing the full picture by scripture picking. It's got a few pieces of the puzzle and they ignore the rest. So evangelical men love to use Isaiah 64:6, where it says, "All your righteousness is as filthy rags." They tear it out of context. They don't see it's speaking of Israel as it did holy things and profane idolatry. They say across the board, "See, all your righteousness is as filthy rags." Well, the problem is they don't continue reading If they would read the rest of God's word, they would see we can indeed, men can indeed be righteous. Luke 1:6, talking about John the Baptist's parents, and they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless. Yeah. If they would just continue putting the pieces together, they would see, while we need Christ's perfect righteousness for salvation, we indeed can and are commanded to walk in righteousness. Interestingly, if you go read Isaiah 64, they use verse 4 that says, all your righteousness are as filthy rags. They pull it out of context. I've got an article on that at the teaching blog, don'tperish.com, teaching blog. The very next verse, verse 5, says, thou meetest with him that rejoice and work righteousness. The very next verse says, you can work righteousness. Good example of them only using a few pieces. They're missing pieces. They don't have the full truth. How about the famous John 3:16, right? Everybody knows that verse. Christ came into the world, everyone who believes, right? Well, people stretch it so far and they say, well, you just believe even if you live in sin and you're going to go to heaven. That's actually not what the rest of John 3 says. If they would look further and put the pieces together, verses 19 through 21 say this. This is the condemnation. Now remember, Jesus came saying he came to save. Then he says, this is the condemnation. What condemns you? That light has come into the world. Men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. That's sin. Everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth come to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. See faith and works working together there? Yeah. They pull out John 3:16. They don't put the rest of the pieces together. They've got huge holes in their theology that's going to come against them on Judgment Day. How about Ephesians 2, right? 8 and 9. They love to quote, you're saved by grace, not of works, right? They love to use that verse, the heretical evangelicals. They say no works. Works don't have any part in salvation. You don't even have, some of them say you don't have to do any works of holiness or righteousness or obedience. What does verse 10 say? If you just keep reading, Ephesians 2, verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath ordained that we should walk in them. So by putting the pieces together, we see that we're saved by grace through faith and the perfect work of Christ. But we see that works back up our saving faith. Right there it tells us we're created for good works. They don't want to read about that. It ruins their little adjusted jigsaw puzzle, but it's the truth that they need, lest they're going to perish. How about Hebrews 10:10? They love this one. By the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Yep. False men, false teachers say, look it, we're sanctified by him. That's it. Done deal. Don't have to worry about nothing else. But when you talk to them about obedience and holiness and not keeping sin, they say, oh, that's works. We don't have to worry about that. If they would just keep reading in Hebrews chapter 10, the rest of the pieces of the puzzle, God's truth, comes clear. 26 and 27. For if we sin willfully after we've received the knowledge of the truth, there remain no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. Do you see how dangerous it is to only take a few pieces and build your picture and toss out the rest? You're missing vital information that you need to the saving of your soul. This is what God's word is there for. How about John 10? People will often quote this where Jesus says, no man can take you out of my hands. They say, see, no matter what, eternal security, we can't be lost, no matter what sin or anything, we're safe in the arms of Jesus. Well, in many places in God's word, it tells us we can choose to leave through sin or unbelief and be lost. Let me give you just one example. James 5, 19 through 20. Brethren, if any of you do error from the truth, and one converteth him, let him know he that converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and hide a multitude of sins. If your brother's in sin, you need to help him come out of it. It's going to cost him his soul. The Bible teaches that all over the place. Do you see, again, how missing these critical full picture, all the pieces? They're either deceived or they're deceivers lying to you. Don't go for it. Be cautious. Be wise as a serpent. You know, it gets so bad, not only do they twist scripture, but they'll even add to scripture completely, make stuff up, invent it as their own false pieces. So it's like you got a jigsaw puzzle. Instead of using the pieces that are given by the creator of the puzzle, they sit there and make up their own pieces and try to jam them into the puzzle. Let me give you an example. How about where they say, you're saved by faith alone. Not one Bible verse says you're saved by faith alone. In fact, James 2 says, you're not saved by faith alone. James 2, 24. See how then by works a man is justified, not by faith alone. So you see how the faith alone people, they make up their own little fake jigsaw puzzle piece, and they make up their own truth of God when God's word doesn't say that at all. Dangerous, dangerous, heretical practices. I could spend hours giving you many, many more examples. You probably know of many more examples. Again, these men are either ignorant of the truth or they're on purpose avoiding scripture to make their life easy so they can stay in sin, they can live in their lukewarmness, their worldliness, their false traditions of Christmas and Easter, their pride, their vanity, or they're trying to deceive you as workers of Satan. How dangerous. Don't let it happen to you. The Bible warns in both the Old and the New Testament, we are not to add or take away from scripture. These people that mess with the full picture of God's word, whether they add, take away, invent new things, they're on a dangerous, dangerous road of destruction. Be a Berean. Acts 17. Study the scriptures and have a readiness of mind. I love that. Ever since we became believers, that was our goal, to be Bereans with a readiness of mind for all of scripture. And it's kept us out of so much heresy, kept us out of sin, kept us away from false teachers. Test all things, the Bible says, 1 Thess 5. Test everything I tell you to the Word of God. When you test these people that are messing with the truth of God's Word, the complete picture, you'll see how false they really are. Don't be like these unbiblical, heretical people that Paul talked about. 2 Timothy 3, 5 through 7. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. For this sort they are, which creep into houses, and lead captive silly women, laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts, ever learning, never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. That is so true, is it not? We know so many people that like that. To get the correct picture of the eternal truth of God, we must use all of the truth pieces he's given us, that's scripture. And then, if we're born again by the gospel, go check out the gospel, don'tperish.com, it's on every page. Place your faith in Christ and his finished work. Repent, come out of the world and false religion and your flesh. Be born again, you need that spirit to help guide you into all truth, John 16, 13. Then holiness, works, obedience are the fruit, you're of him, and enduring in the faith. If you're led by the Spirit, he's going to teach you all truth. You will not end up falling short, missing a whole bunch of pieces like these false teachers, or making up your own fake ones. You'll trust in the Word of God. You'll seek the Word of God. Yeah, and you know what? It takes a long time to put together a 500 or 1,000 piece puzzle. It does. It's easy to cheat and say you're done when you've just got 25 pieces done. But you know what? That's not laboring in the Word. That's not rightly dividing the Word. That's not seeking the righteousness and the kingdom of God. And that's what we're called to do. Jesus said we must worship in spirit and in truth, John 4:24. So just to wrap it up, Just like you need to follow all the directions someone gives you to get to their house, turn right, turn left, go straight, turn right, turn left. If you change any of those directions, you're never going to get there. You're going to be lost. You need all of God's truth, His scriptures, laid out in context, biblically, not adding anything, not taking anything away, not inventing something to make you feel good. That's what you need for eternal life. Jesus is the Word of God made flesh. He gave us the truth. Trust in God's Word. Place your soul in His hands and His finished work. Then follow Him and strive to enter into the kingdom. Don't try to cheat on God's truth. Don't try to throw out pieces you vitally need. Don't try to add things that aren't there. It will not get you anywhere but condemned by a holy God. Hey, I hope that edified you today. You that are seeking and striving to put all of God's truth together, we're here for you. Don't come up short missing pieces. People that do that are going to have eternal judgment. We want better for you. Let us know how we can help you in faith. Go to don'tperish.com. Go to the teaching blog. Strive in the Word of God. Repent and obey the gospel. We love you all. Have a glorious day. May God be praised.